The jury agreed with prosecutors that Robert Hara, David Gibson, William North, and Kevin Rakowski hid hundreds of millions of dollars of past due loans in reports made to the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Reserve in 2009 and 2010. Those toxic loans led to Wilmington Trust's demise in 2011. The four executives were convicted on over two dozen counts of fraud, conspiracy, and making false banking record entries. David Weiss, U.S. Attorney for the Delaware District, called the executives victims of their own arrogance.
The jury rightfully concluded that these defendants had an absolute obligation to disclose. They had an obligation to disclose the condition of the loan portfolio and the amount of matured past due loans to the Federal Reserve, to the SEC, and to the public generally. It was not up to them. The public has an absolute right to know how these financial institutions are keeping score.
It's uncertain how much jail time the executives face, though prosecutors note some individual counts come with a maximum sentence of 30 years. The case is the only one where bankers who received federal bailout money in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis faced criminal sanctions. Wilmington Trust received $330 million from the federal TARP program. Wilmington Trust was initially named as a defendant in the case, but reached a multi-million dollar settlement with federal prosecutors last fall. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.